maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Sinabi ng pinuno ng Family First sa South Australia na sa mabuting kalagayan ng kanyang partido habang naghahanda ito na mabuwag at sumanib kasama ng Australian Conservatives ni Senator Cory Bernardi. Nagdesisyon ng dalawang partido na papag-isahin, ngunit ang bagong halal na senador ng Family First, Lucy Gichohi, ay hindi magiging bahagi ng bagong pinagsamang partido sa ngayon. Sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Inilalarawan ito bilang isang hindi mapipigilang alyansa. Ang partidong Family First na may dalawang kinatawan sa Parlamento ng South Australia ay makikipagsanib puwersa sa partido ni Cory Bernardi. Ayon kay Senador Bernardi, ang pagsasanib ay isang paraan upang papagsamahin at pag-isahin ang mga konserbatibong boses.
This is an important step in uniting the Australian Conservative Movement. Together, our movement will be stronger than if we go it alone. Our party is governed by principles, not personalities. And that's why it wasn't named after an individual, but it was named after a group of people, Australian Conservatives. We know there's a better way for our state and for our nation.
Ang mga pinuno ng Family First sa South Australia na sina Dennis Hood at Robert Brokenshire na mga member ng mataas na kapulungan ay sasama na ngayon sa partidong Australian Conservatives. Ngunit si Senator Lucy Gichohi ay mananatili bilang isang independenteng boses bagaman hindi niya isinasantabi ang pagsama sa bagong political na grupo. Sinabi ni Senator Bernardi, nagsimula ang pag-uusap ng pag-iisa bago ang desisyon ng mataas na hukuman noong nakaraang linggo na kumumpirma kay Lucy Gichohi bilang senador ng Family First para sa South Australia upang pumalit kay Bob Day.
The negotiations commenced well prior to her appointment as a senator for South Australia. Her appointment was a circumstance that none of us, not least of all Lucy herself, never realistically anticipated. And for those of us who have been around politics for a long time, we can understand the consequences and the implications of significant decisions like this. So we got our head around it very quickly, but it's much more difficult for those who are new to the political environment. But we wish Lucy well on her career.
Samantala, sinabi ni Dennis Hood, hindi nahihirapan ang Family First, bagaman may kaunting epekto ang mga problema patungkol kay Bob Day.
The truth is, whilst there has been damage at a federal level through the fallout with Bob Day, the fact is that our state party continues to perform well. Our polling at a state level continues to perform well. Again, really this is about combining the conservative voice in South Australia and Australia under one banner.
Sinabi naman ni Ed Husic ng Partido Labor sa Sky News, ang bagong partido ay maliit lamang ang kahalagahan.
One minor conservative party merging with another conservative party, Kieran, you might as well ask me to reflect on the quality of osmosis in a petri dish. I mean, the only big thing about this story is continued division. I mean, I think Corey's taking a great leaf out of Malcolm Turnbull's book. He's changed colour so many times you can hardly distinguish him. We might as well have a chameleon fight off.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio. At sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.